Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating six-week sermon series on the book, sa historical book of Genesis, na ang pamagat ay The God of Abraham. As mentioned in our last study, God promised Abraham a sevenfold blessings. Nakalagay po yan sa Genesis chapter 12. At dalawa dito is that he would be a father, and a father of many nations. At nakita po natin ito na tinupad ng Panginoon yung first half sa chapter 21. Second, sa binigay na, na pinangako na ibibigay ng blessing ng Panginoon is for him na magkaroon ng sariling lupa na titirahan. Titirahan niya at ang kanyang mga descendants na parating. So these are two of the seven blessings that God promised them. And as I mentioned, we have saw last week in chapter 21 that we have seen how God partially fulfills His promise kay Abraham by giving him a son through Sarah na ang pangalan ay Isaac. We have also seen how Abraham continued to trust the Lord's promises in the midst of a painful parting of ways. He obeyed God's command to send Hagar at ang kanyang anak na Ishmael out to the wilderness and trusted God's word or promise na isasakotuparan niya ito sa mag-ina. At sa passage naman natin ngayong umaga, makikita natin how the Lord, by His grace, provides a place of security and stability kay Abraham and his family bilang mga sojourners sa isang foreign land. Which is bahagi ito in fulfilling ang promise ng Panginoon kay Abraham na bigyan po siya ng land. Makita din natin na Abraham understands that God is indeed his shield that he promised to be. Papatunayan ng Panginoon sa kanya yan. So ang prayer ko po ngayon umaga sa atin is this, is that we would see that God is an eternal covenant-keeping God and that His people can continue trusting His promises. God's people can continue trusting God's promises, for He is an eternal promise-keeping God. The everlasting God has secured His promise to His people through a covenant. The everlasting God has secured His promise to His people through a covenant. We have divided itong passage na to into three points. Number one, an alliance, verses 22 to 24. Number two, a covenant, verses 25 to 31. And number three, a tree, verses 32 to 34. So, alliance, covenant, and tree. Umpisaan po natin sa number one. An alliance. Look at verse 22. At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, now hinto muna tayo dyan. Sinimulan ni Moses, si Moses po ang sumulat po kasi ng book of Genesis, sinimulan niya yung passage of chapter 21, verse 22, sa at that time. So words na at that time. Which means itong event na ito ay nangyari after Hagar and Ishmael were sent out. Last time na nakita natin yung character dito na nabanggit si Abimelech ay sa chapter 20. Isa po siyang hari or maaaring isang prinsipe. Where Abraham deceived him by saying na yung kanyang asawa na si Sarah ay kapatid niya. Kaya ang ginawa ni hari o prinsipe Abimelech, ikinuha niya si Sarah to be one of his wives. Hindi nagustuhan ito ng Panginoon, so God visited him in a dream and threatened to take his life kapag hindi niya sinauli si Sarah. Abimelech confronted Abraham, sinauli si Sarah, gave him gifts, and allowed him to stay in the land of Gerar hanggat kailan niya gusto. Kaya yun po kung dyan saan sila nakatira dito sa Gerar, sa land ng Gerar. Now imagine po ninyo ang situation ng dalawa, si Abimelech at si Abraham. Si Abimelech ay isang hari o isang prinsipe gaya ng ating nabanggit. He has sovereign reign over the land of Gerar. At si Abraham naman kilala bilang pinakamayaman at pinakamakapangyarihan na individual sa land na ito. Maaring nagmamay-ari siya na napakadaming hayop, maraming tauhan, maaring may sariling army. Dahil pareho na maraming alagang hayop ang dalawang mamang ito, hindi po malabo na magkaroon sila ng conflict sa lugar kung saan magpapastol ang kanilang mga tauhan. At lalo na pagdating po sa supply ng tubig. Mahalaga po kasi ang tubig sa panahon na ito, kahit naman sa panahon natin, lalo na noon. Kasi kailangan nilang hukayin, gumawa ng balon para magkaroon ng tubig. At ngayon, after ng huling inkwentro ng dalawa sa chapter 20, nagharap muli silang dalawa. Pero this time, si Abimelech na po ang pumunta kay Abraham. Kasama pa niya si Phicol, ang kanyang commander ng kanyang army. And some scholars believe na pagpunta nila kay Abraham, kasama rin ni Phicol sa likod niya ang kanyang army. Ang army mismo ni Abimelech. So you could have imagined na maaaring intimidated si Abraham nung nakita niya si Abimelech with his men. Remember, yung last time na pagkikita nila, alam niyang may atraso siya sa mamang ito. Now, makikita niya si Abimelech kasama ang kanyang mga sundalo, abay syempre siguro nakakatakot nga naman. Hindi niya alam, he doesn't know what to expect. Pero pansinin niyo kung anong sinabi ni Abimelech kay Abraham sa verse 22. Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, said to Abraham, God is with you in all that you do. Now, this is a pagan king. Meaning, hindi siya naniniwala sa Diyos ni Abraham. He recognized that God was with Abraham, that God was blessing Abraham, and that God's favor was with Abraham. Maring nasaksihan niya how God increased his livestock, mas dumami yung mga alaga niyang mga tupa at baka. He had seen how God protected Abraham and his family and provided for them. Or maaaring nakita rin niya yung miraculous pregnancy of Sarah who now has a weaned son. Maaaring yun yung mga dahilan. Kung ano man ang nasaksihan niya, alam niya na nasa kanya ang favor ng Diyos. He know that God's grace ay nakay Abraham. He saw the grace of God in his life. As a result, look at what he proposed kay Abraham sa verse 23. Now therefore, swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me or with my descendants or with my posterity, but as I have dealt kindly with you, so you will deal with me with the land where you have sojourned. So verse 23 pa lang, nakikita na natin na talagang wala siyang tiwala kay Abraham dahil nilin lang siya big time. Munti ka siya mamatay dahil dito, ang buong kanyang pamilya, ang sangkabayanan. Now, pero ang nilapit niya rito ay para hindi balikan o yung atraso na ginawa ni Abraham sa kanya. What he wants is an alliance. He wants an alliance. He wants a treaty. He wants a relationship, interestingly. He wants a relationship with Abraham. A covenant to secure so that they may live peaceably with each other. Abimelech requested that Abraham would treat him with kindness. Katulad ng kindness na ipinakita niya sa kanya kahit niloko na siya ni Abraham. So he went and visited si Abraham to have peace with him. To live peace with him, to be in a relationship with him. The word kind na ginamit dito, or kindness, since in the Hebrew hesed, is often translated sa Old Testament as loving kindness. It is God's covenant love. Yun ang madalas na gamitin itong word na to. God's covenant love. God's covenant loyalty to His people. So ang hinihiling ni Abimelech, na ipagkaloob sa kanya ni Abraham na he would show him the kind of covenant loyalty sa kanya. I want a relationship with you. I want yung covenant loyalty mo. I want yung kindness mo sa akin. Isang halimbawa na nito ay makikita natin sa 2 Samuel chapter 20, verses 13 to 15. You may turn your Bibles there. I have not placed it on the screen, or you can check it on your Bible app. So 2 Samuel 20, 13 to 15. Sa time na ito, nagseselos si King Saul kay David dahil he is getting famous. Yung favor ng mga tao ay napupunta ho kay David. David was a threat kay Saul, kaya David's life is in danger kay King Saul. Yun po yung context. Ang anak ni King Saul, ang pangalan ay Jonathan. Si Jonathan ay ang close friend ni David. He loved David as if he loves himself. Yun po ang description doon. Listen to what Jonathan said kay David sa 2 Samuel 20:13-15. But should it please my father to do you harm, the Lord do so to Jonathan, and more so also if I do not disclose it to you and send you away, that you may go in safety. May the Lord be with you as he has been with my father. So anong sinasabi ni Jonathan dito? Ang sinasabi ni Jonathan po dito ay nahanda siyang ipagsapalaran ang kanyang buhay para lamang maligtas si David sa kanyang ama. He's willing to risk his life para hindi lang mahamak o mapahamak o mamatay si David sa kamay ng kanyang ama. Now, we look at verse 14. If I am still alive, show me the steadfast love. Note yung word na yan, steadfast love. Okay? Steadfast love of the Lord that I may not die. Ang sinasabi naman ni Jonathan dito ay kapag nakasurvive siya sa balak niyang gawin, ang hinihiling niya na ay ispare ni David ang kanyang buhay tulad ng ginawa niya sa kanyang. Okay? He was requesting David to show him the loving kindness of the Lord. That's what he's asking. That's what he's requesting from him. Then we look at verse 15 in 2 Samuel. And do not cut off your steadfast love from my house forever, when the Lord cuts off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. Now, Jonathan here is saying, at kapag tinalo na ni David lahat ng kanyang mga kaaway, would you, David, still show your loving kindness, your covenant love, your covenant loyalty to me at sa aking mga descendants? Tapos sa verse 16, makikita natin that they made a covenant. Okay? Jonathan made a covenant with David because of their love for each other. Nung lumapit si Abimelech kay Abraham or Abraham, he wants more than to live peaceably with him. He wants to walk in relationship with him, a type of relationship in which they would be faithful, truthful, and loyal to each other and would like look out for each other's care. Yun ang hinahanap na, yun yung covenant na sinasabi niya, yun yung kindness na sinasabi rito ni Abimelech. Nung lumapit, kaya siya lumapit kay Abraham. Remember, si Abimelech ay isang hari. He's not in a position to make negotiations. Kasama niya ang kanyang army. Pwede naman niyang gerahin si Abraham at kunin lahat ng nasa kanya para mawala na ang threat. Pwede niyang gawin yon. Pero nakita niya ang Diyos ni Abraham through the testimony of his life. Di kaya na nagkaroon ng takot si Abimelech sa Diyos ni Abraham dahil sa na-witness niya sa buhay ni Abraham? He saw God is at work in his life, and the only way na ma-bless siya ay kapag may relasyon siya kay Abraham. We're not sure kung alam niya yung promise na binigay ni Yahweh kay Abraham na I will bless those who will bless you and I will curse those who curse you. Pero in this situation, this pagan king knows it and believes it. Mga kaibigan, this points us to a much greater blessing that one can have. The covenant love of God. And you can have this covenant relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said in His Last Supper with His disciples, Luke 22:42, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. When Jesus said the new covenant with my blood, He meant that it was necessary for Him to die as a sacrifice. Jesus' blood sacrifice is necessary to bring about new covenant blessings. Jesus' life, sacrificial death on the cross, and resurrection had paid our sin debt in full and reconciled us to God the Father. Yun yung pinapakita ng Panginoon Jesucristo through communion, which is mamaya gagawin po natin after ng service or after ng sermon. We have this wonderful privilege to enjoy this meal together and remember what Christ has done for us. It is through Christ we have the covenant love of God. Friends, have you availed of that covenant love of God which is found only in Jesus Christ? Meron ka na bang ganong klaseng covenant love sa Panginoon? Sa pamamagitan ng Panginoon Jesucristo. Remember, Christ came down from heaven, took the form of man, lived a perfect life, and died the death that you and I deserve. He was buried and has risen from the grave. And now God, Jesus Christ, invites all of us who will turn away from our sins and put our faith in Him and His finished work on the cross for salvation. Pwede tayo magkaroon ng relationship sa Diyos, pero sa pamamagitan lamang ni Kristo. Repent and believe in Jesus Christ. Now, hindi nabanggit kung ano ang dahilan kung bakit nakita ni Abimelech na God is with Abraham, na He wants an alliance with them. Although nabanggit natin kanina, maaaring ang kanyang physical property, nakita niya sobrang yumaman si Abraham. Ay, talagang pinagbibless ng Panginoon. O kaya naman, napakadami niyang tupa at baka napakadami niyang tauhan. Maybe it's the miraculous child Isaac. We're not sure kung ano talaga ang reason kung bakit nasabi niya na God is with you. Or maybe there is something about Abraham's life, experiences, and how he lived and worshiped God that caused Abimelech to see that the grace of God was with Abraham. Friends, is the grace of God evident in your life that people notice and see? Ang mga kasamahan ba natin sa bahay, opisina, paaralan, ay nakikita na tayo namumuhay sa grace lamang ng Panginoon? Are we attracting people to Christ in the way we live, the way we speak, the way we make decisions, the way we post comments, videos, images in social media? Are we living a life that people would say, gusto ko makilala ang Diyos mo? Are we living a life that people will come up to you and say, God is with you? There are people in our neighborhood, offices and schools who are seeking the loving kindness ng Diyos. Katulad ng pag-seek ni Abimelech. Are we sharing the kindness of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ sa kanila? How many times did people come up to you and ask you about God, ask you about your religion, ask of you na kung pwede mo siya ipag-pray, or even come to a point that tries to debate you? How many times na nangyari yun na tayo na nahimik lamang? Or we try to change the conversation. Friends, we need to present the gospel. We need to tell them the truth that God came for them. That God came for them and died for them. And that is through Jesus Christ. So 24, makikita natin, sa verse 24 ng ating passage, makita natin na winelcome ni Abraham ang alliance when he said, I swear. Pumayag siya. Pero hindi siya basta-basta pumayag din. Bakit? Makita natin sa second part ng ating passage, sa second part ng ating outline. Number two is a covenant. A covenant. Bago tinuloy ni Abraham ang covenant, may isa siyang issue. May isa siyang issue laban kay Abimelech. At ano yung issue na yan? Look at verse 25. When Abraham reproved Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servant has seized, Abimelech said, I don't know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I have not heard of it until today. Now, kung mapansin nyo, this is a strike contrast sa pag-uugali ni Abraham noong chapter 20, nung siya ay nagsinungaling compared sa chapter 21, yung pagiging prangka na niya na he's telling the truth. Mukhang nag-grow na si Abraham sa area na ito. Ano? Now, kinumpronta ni Abraham si Abimelech dahil ang mga tauhan ni Abimelech claim for themselves yung well na kung saan hinukay nila. Meron silang mga hinuhukay na mga well at yung mga tauhan mismo ng hari, nakita yon, hinarangan, pinaderan siguro, pinostihan, amin to, hindi to sa inyo. So nagkaroon sila ng issue. Now, hindi maliit na issue po ito. Hindi ito yung parang makikiinom ka lang sa bot, sa isang baso, may nakita kang poso dyan, at yun lang ang, well, may nag-claim na, sige, bahala ka kung gusto mo na. Hindi po ito maliit na issue eh. Para sa ating mga tiga Middle East, alam natin ang kahalagahan ng tubig, lalo na sa panahon na ito. They need water, di lamang para sa kanilang pamilya, kundi para din sa kanilang pangkabuhayan. Doon sila nagpapainom ng kanilang mga hayop, ng kanilang pamilya, pananim, lahat po, maihalaga po ang tubig, lalo na kung ikaw ay nasa disyerto. Discovering water sa area na yon, noong time na yon, is like discovering a gold mine. So mahalaga. Nung sinabi ito ni Abraham kay Abimelech, dali-dali naman nag-apologize si Abimelech. And basically agreed to sort this out. Tingnan natin verse 27 to 31. So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and then the two men made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart, and Abimelech said to Abraham, "What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs that you have set apart?" He said, "These 7 ewe lambs you will take from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well." Therefore, that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them swore an oath. Now, tinanggap naman ni Abraham ang kanyang apology ni Abimelech. And sinimula na niya i-formalize or illegalize ang kanilang agreement or covenant. Now, ganito po sila mag-formalize or mag-legalize yung agreement or yung covenant. Kailangan po ng sheep at oxen or mga animals. Ang sheep at oxen na binigay ni Abraham kay Abimelech, hindi ito simpleng regalo lang. Okay? These animals will be slaughtered and cut into pieces. Ito'y bahagi ng covenant-making ceremony, kung tawagin. Nakalala niyo ba yung Genesis chapter 15? Genesis chapter 15, when God made a covenant kay Abraham, He commands Abraham na kumuha ng mga certain animals, patayin ang mga ito, ilapag sa sahig, ng side to side, in a row, para nakaparal ang bawat isa, at ang mga ito, at para magkaroon po ng space, ng walkway, sa gitna ng mga dead parts ng animals. Kadalasan, in making this covenant, dapat dalawang party pong involved. Pareho ang party, dalawang individual, dadaan sa mga dalawang pieces ng carcasses na ito, ng animals, as a symbol na kung meron man isa sa kanila ang hindi tumupad sa kasunduan sa covenant, mangyayari sa kanila yung mga patay na animals na ito. So yun po ang ibig sabihin. Yun yung kumbaga pirmahan ng kontrata noong time na yon. Pero mas mabigat. It's a covenant with blood. Okay? So it's a visual reminder na ito mangyayari sa'yo pag hindi ka tumupad. So although sa case ng Genesis chapter 15, isa lang po ang tumawid. Hindi so si Abraham. Hindi si Abraham noong time na yon. God is the one who crossed. Siya mismo ang tumawid. Siya po ang dumaan. Ang tawag po ron ay unilateral, which means God is the one who will keep His promise kay Abraham. Because He knows hindi kaya ni Abraham tuparin yung pangako na yon. So God is the one who crossed. Sa case ni Abraham at ni Abimelech, dito sa chapter 21, we can say sa kasunduan na ginawa ni Abraham, pareho silang tumawid dito. Nagpirmahan po sila, so to speak. So ano naman yung 7 ewe lambs? Ang 7 young lambs naman na binigay ni Abraham kay Abimelech are goodwill gifts intended to affirm Abimelech's acknowledgement that the well, yung balon na yon, ay galing talaga sa kanya. Okay? So ito ay patunay, itong mga 7 female young lambs na ito na binigay ko sa iyo ay patunay na itong balon na ito ay sa akin. Okay? Parang lumalabas na down payment, ano? Na sinasabi ko sa iyo, ito yon. Tapos tinawag ni Abram ang lugar na ito na Beersheba. Na ano ibig sabihin ng Beersheba? Sa Hebrew, may play on words na ginamit dito si Abraham. Ano? Kasi ang root word ng seven, as in seven lambs, at swear, as in oath, ay halos magkaparehas. Kaya Beersheba, excuse me, basically means the well of seven. Or the well of the oath. Yung po ang ibig sabihin nun. Ito ang unang covenant that was recorded between two men sa Bible, sa Old Testament. Kauna-unahan. It is through this human covenant that he finally acquires a piece of property ng promised land. Bahagi ho ng promised land kasi ito. Sa panahon na ito, wala pa siyang lupa. Hindi pa siya nagmamay-ari ng lupa. He was a sojourner. Isa siyang bisita sa lugar na yon, dayuhan. Ngayon, may foothold na siya sa land na ito kahit papano. Sa pamamagitan ni Abimelech. In short, sa kaso doon ayan, wala nang gagalaw sa iyo dyan, Abraham. At true to it, dyan nga talaga namuhay si Abraham at ang kanyang Isaac sa kanilang buhay, the rest of their lives. Ang covenant ay nagbibigay ng seguridad at stabilidad sa isang relationship. Kailangan natin maintindihan to in its context. A covenant ay nagbibigay ng security and stability ng isang relationship. Ito ang layunin kung bakit si Abimelech pumunta kay Abraham para magkaroon ng treaty or alliance o covenant. Ganito din ang ginawa ng Diyos Ama when He has established a covenant relationship with His people. Ginawa niya yan through the sacrificial death of His Son Jesus. And those who have placed their faith in Christ not only have entered into a covenant relationship with God, but also with God's people. For us, na kung saan my relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, ang ibig sabihin niyan is God also created a relationship sa bawat isa sa ating mga mananampalataya. God reconciled us to God the Father, and He also reconciled us to one another. And that is called the local church. Now, let me give this application sa mga members ng Crossroads. Bilang mga miyembro ng Crossroads Church, we have entered into a covenant with one another. Kasunduan. Promise. That's why meron tayong church covenant na isinulat at meron kayong copy niyan bawat isa sa inyo. Itong covenant na to or promise that we make to one another bilang mga members ng church na ito. We promise that we will be devoted to one another in brotherly love. So ano ibig sabihin nito? We promise to love one another sa church na ito. We promise to patiently bear with one another, forgiving, encouraging, and building one another up. We are committed and promise one another na pagpe-pray natin ang bawat isa. We promise one another that we will encourage one another. We promise one another that we will edify or build up ang bawat isa. This is our promise. This is our covenant bilang mga mananampalataya dito sa Crossroads. We promise we will exercise watchfulness over each other and admonishing one another when necessary. At tuwing sinusunod natin ang church covenant natin, God basically is fulfilling His promise to and through us, and that is to bless us. Yung blessing ng Panginoon is binibigay niya sa atin through the covenant community dito sa Crossroads. As a church, God is using us to edify one another. God is using us to protect one another from sin. God is using us to encourage one another kapag may nadi-discourage or nadi-dishearten. God is using one another to provide for His people dito sa church. This is the reason why we regularly gather every Sunday. Nabanggit sa New Testament, sa Hebrews, the place or the area sa time na kung saan ang mga mananampalataya should encourage one another as a corporate body is in the gathering sa church. Hebrews chapter 10, 24 to 25. Let me read that to you. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more see you as you see the day drawing near. Now, just a reminder sa atin, mga kapatid sa Crossroads, every time na hindi tayo nakakagather on the Lord's Day, we miss the opportunity to steer one another in love and in good deeds. We miss the opportunity to serve one another. We miss the opportunity to pray for each other. We miss the opportunity to encourage one another, to call each other out pag nasa kasalanan. Or maybe you're saying, Pastor, I never missed a Lord's Day dito sa Crossroads. Praise God. I'm glad for that. I'm glad to hear that. But kahit na madalas kang umattend, would you say that you still miss the opportunity to love, encourage, and build up others? So paano parang pastor na hindi ako nakaka-encourage, build up, and love one another kahit umaattend ako ng church? Well, I'll give you a few practical things. One, by not singing with the saints. If we believe in what we sing, what we believe, then kailangan po natin awitin ito. Every time we sing praises as a corporate body, na naririnig yung boses nyo, you encourage brothers and sisters sa tabi mo. They're encouraged to sing and praise the Lord in the midst sa kanilang pinagdadaanan. That's why sinabi, sing to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So paanong paraan? By not intentionally staying and looking for someone to encourage. Yes, you attend the church, praise God, but you rush papunta sa lunch or kung ano man ang mga lakad na meron tayo. I say stay. O dumamaya, huwag masyado matagal magstay kasi pupunta tayo sa picnic. Okay, gusto natin doon tayo magtagal. Stay, pray, try to meet someone you don't know. Try to pray for someone. Encourage, build up a brother and sister in Christ. Let us not be people na kunsan who will go to church looking for people who will serve us. Let us be the person who will come to church looking for someone to serve. Just like Jesus did, who came into this world not to be served, but to serve. And Christ served us well when He gave His life on the cross. Sacrificial love. Yan ang kailangan patuloy na makita sa atin, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, sa Crossroads. Sacrificial love. We will die to our wants. We will die to our needs in order to serve our brothers and sisters dito sa Crossroads. And such love is attractive sa mga tao sa tagalabas. And they will see anong meron, anong mga nakain ng mga taong ito. Well, hindi. It's because of Christ that made it possible. We want to rejoice with those who rejoice. We want to mourn with those who mourn. Take time to read our church covenant and see how God fulfills His promises to us through our covenant to one another. Paalalahanan. Now, if you're here right now, Pastor, kanino pa kausap yung member? Paano kami? Hindi kami membro. Well, then this is an opportunity for you to know how to be a member ng Crossroads. Meron po kaming membership class that happens every Sunday at around 9 a.m. Kanina po yung second session po. Pwede pa po kayo humabol for the third, pero kung lumampas na po kayo ron, then probably you need to wait for the next round. Pero as you attend yung church membership natin, you will know what Crossroads Church believes theologically, how we practice ministry philosophies, how we love one another, how we become committed to one another. And again, attending itong membership class does not guarantee membership, but it's the first step of becoming one. You need to be part of a church na kung saan kailangan mong maging committed ka. And you need to be part of a church na kung saan magiging committed sa'yo. Committed in loving you, caring for you, looking after you. A church that will help you grow, increase your affection kay Christ, and live for His glory. Number three and last. Number three is three. Okay? Verses 32 to 34. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of his army, rose up and returned to the land of the Philistines. Abram planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abram sojourned many days in the land of the Philistines. Ang covenant between Abraham at kay Abimelech has been completed and acknowledged, and Abimelech and Phicol, kasamang kanyang army, ay bumalik na sa kanilang lugar. And then, Abraham did something that is unusual after ng agreement na yun, after ng covenant. Nagtanim po siya ng puno. Now, this is no ordinary tree. A tamarisk tree is known to be a long-living tree. Matagal ang buhay. Tinanim ni Abraham ito bilang alaala sa agreement or sa covenant that he had made with Abimelech. Or at least isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit niya tinanim. And then he called on the name of the Lord. So pag-aaral natin sa Genesis, kapag ginamit ang phrase na to call on the name of the Lord, that indicates public worship to God. Public worship. Tapos he called God in a particular name. He called God the everlasting God. Or El Olam. El Olam. Hindi ito unang pagkakataon na tinawag ng Panginoon ito sa ang tinawag ang Panginoon sa Old Testament. Kanina sa call to worship na ginawa ni Pastor Eric, he quotes Psalm 100. Sabi sa Psalm 105, part na kanyang binasa, "For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Get that? Steadfast love endures forever. "And His faithfulness to all generation." It's the same word, hesed. God is everlasting. He is unchanging. His loving kindness is everlasting. Abraham planted this tree to remind himself that his God is an eternal God and that his God made an everlasting covenant with him. Every time he looks at that tree, he is reminded that God is committed to him, that God promised him, that God made a covenant with him. And this gives him hope. This gives him encouragement. Friends, we too, like Abraham, should daily, regularly look to the tree where Christ was crucified. We should remind ourselves of the covenant that Christ did on the cross. In short, we should remind ourselves daily with the gospel. We should be preaching the gospel sa ating mga sarili. Akala ko ba, Pastor, ang gospel lang ay para sa mga non-believers? Tama po yun. Ang gospel po ay para sa mga non-believers upang magkaroon sila ng saving knowledge kay Jesus Christ. Maligtas sila. Pero ito rin para sa mga mananampalataya. For their sanctification, for their growth sa Panginoon. When we remind ourselves with the gospel, ang mangyayari po sa atin is that we are reminded that we're no longer slaves to sin, but slaves to righteousness, that it gives us the freedom not to sin. When we remind ourselves of the gospel, we are able to do things that will honor and please the Father. Na He will not consider yung mga good works na ginagawa natin sa Kanya as filthy rags. We are reminded of His promise that one day we will be with Christ, where we will experience fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. That's the reason why we need to remind ourselves of the truth of Christ's cross and empty tomb, the gospel. It is good for our souls. Abram is an alien and stranger in a foreign land. Yet he worships God publicly without shame, until the Lord took him home. Publicly worshiping God without shame. Friends, as aliens and strangers or foreigners in this foreign land called Dubai, huwag po tayong mahiya na sambahin ang ating Diyos publicly. Now, you don't need to do foolish things. I'm not saying that. Try to do foolish things or draw attention to yourself to get in trouble. Kailangan maging wise tayo in how we are to worship God. Well, one way is this. We are worshiping God publicly in this place. I just want to remind us that this is a great privilege that God gifted us to be in the inner city where the busy, kung saan napaka-busy ng lugar na to, for us to declare the gospel and sing praises to our Father. You must take advantage of this. That's why bring more people, bring your friends, bring people who do not know Christ, bring people who know Christ, so that we could encourage one another. That's one way. Another way is to pray. To pray publicly. Tatakot na ba kayo? Basta mahirap na. Now, let me share you one story. Madalas ginagawa namin ito mag-asawa tuwing nag... Hindi ko sasabing palagi, ano? Kadalasan. Kadalasan ginagawa namin mag-asawa, ay minimit na, pag minimit namin ni Dayan yung mga colleagues niya, yung mga opisina inahan niya, or mga kaibigan namin na hindi mananampalataya, we make sure na imbitahin namin sila sa labas over lunch or dinner. Either sa restaurant yan, sa food court, sa park. So we do this, o minsan sa bahay. Now, every time na kung saan kakain kami, sinisikap ko na bagong kumain, ako ang magpe-pray. It doesn't matter kung anong religion sila. Okay? I make it a point that I pray. I remember that time ng panahon po ng Ramadan, we invited Diane's colleagues for a dinner. And lahat sila ay galing from different religious persuasions. No? And when I said, and we had this short time of laughter and getting to know one another, and then nung sinabi ko, can I lead us into a prayer, nang laki yung mata. Kasi it was obvious na hindi sila Christian. So I said, let me pray for us. Then pumayag naman sila. And every time may ganong opportunity kami ni Dayan, we make a point that we pray the gospel. This is one of the ways that we can honor and worship God. Dapat hindi ho tayo matakot. I'm not saying let's be foolish. I'm saying be wise and be intentional and be bold. Because people need to see kung sino ang Diyos mo through your living and through your way of worship. Kayo ba pag nasa opisinahan or nasa school, do you pray before you eat? That's one small way na ipakita kung sino ang Diyos mo. Let me conclude and end with this. And then we will be moving to ating communion. Here's my prayer for us, that the Lord would grant us grace to worship Him no matter where He calls us to live. Mapa dito sa Dubai, masa iba yung, sa ibang bansa, o mapa sa Pilipinas, our prayer ko is that God would grant us the grace to worship Him. Grace us with boldness, grace us with truthfulness, and to worship it so that people will see our lives and see our profession of faith and tell us, your God is with you. The everlasting God has secured His promise to His people through a covenant. Let's pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank You for the full richness of Your word. Father, we ask You na You would bless it sa mga nakarinig, yung salita nyo na dumapo sa mga tenga at puso ng bawat isa, would You cause that to be blessed? Would You cause that to grow? I pray for those who heard the gospel today that You would save them. I pray for Christians na kung saan ang lalamig, I pray that You would rekindle that fire. Let Your word burn into our hearts that would cause them to worship You. Father, as we remind ourselves this morning sa gospel through the preaching of Your word, I pray na samahan niyo kami patuloy as we remind ourselves about the gospel through the Lord's supper. Bless this time in Christ's name. Amen.